Our morning conversation today focuses on a new program through Southern Illinois Healthcare and the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago. It may be something that some might think goes without saying, but it is a new program we wanted to let people know about. It is a cancer rehabilitation program, and with us this morning is Dr. Terry Glennon, who is the medical director at SIH and the Rehab Institute of Chicago program here in Southern Illinois. Dr. Glennon, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. I've been told I have a face made for radio today. I get a chance to prove that, I guess.
Here we go. We've been talking as we get ready for this segment here on Morning Conversation about cancer rehabilitation and people's notion of rehabilitation in general, that it is something that is after an event, whether it's a surgery or an injury or something like that. Can you tell us a little bit about this program and how it maybe differs from those notions?
Well, I think most people understand that as part of treatment of cancer, one might get radiation therapy, one might get chemotherapy. The part that's not as obvious is treating of the debility that comes from the cancer and comes from that treatment, and rehabilitation is an important weapon to attack that. And just as you alluded to, it doesn't make sense to wait until all that debility has occurred. Rather, we have found, and research has proven very clearly, that if we start with the rehabilitation piece at concurrent with those treatments, the patient comes out better, has a better outcome, is more functional after treatment, and so it's an important part of cancer treatment.
People have images in their mind of rehabilitation, of getting a stroke victim back up and walking again, or someone who's had maybe a knee replacement or a hip replacement, getting up and being mobile again. What does rehab look like for someone who, perhaps at the beginning of their treatment with cancer, is able-bodied and able to do all of the things that they want to do?
The concepts are the same. And so even though it's not paralysis or something like that, the debility can be just as devastating. So it's more general conditioning, general exercising. Certain cancers come with an impairment of a certain part of the body, so that also needs to be addressed. But it comes with a lot of questions, because if you have somebody who's going through an aggressive treatment regimen or has a cancer that is a harming part of the body, how much is too much? When do you stop? That hurts. Is that good pain or bad pain? So the supervision of a trained therapist is key toward persevering through that treatment phase with the rehabilitation piece.
This becomes one facet of a real kind of whole health system when you talk about a cancer patient. How is this partnership working with oncologists, with primary care physicians? Is everyone kind of talking together, referring one another through this patient?
Well, and again, we're just in the development phase of this, and our dream of the cancer center hasn't even been built yet. We're working toward that, but that is certainly the goal, just what you discussed. But certainly those pieces are still in place, so there's a wonderful communication that happens, not only with the rehabilitation component, but the various cancer treatments. There are weekly conferences where those physicians speak with the experts up at SIU Springfield, and they can share, in this day and age of technology, they can share the slides of the cells, they can share the x-rays or MRIs, and Dr. Ryan and Dr. Rosenau are kind of spearheading that with the breast cancer treatment at the Breast Center. And so those pieces are already in place, and we absolutely intend to fully take advantage of that going forward.
You touched on this before in terms of, is this pain a good pain or is this pain not? With so many different types of cancer and different effects that those cancers have on people, how difficult is it to develop a program, perhaps a broad program that anyone could follow, and then a specific one for each type of cancer?
That is the challenge, and that's why our therapists are getting additional training with patients with cancer from various expert sites around the country, and they will then continue to gain experience clinically so they can guide those patients, and then that knowledge is extremely helpful. Those therapists can become quite efficient at telling what's something that should be pushed through and should not, and then share that back with the patient, because the patient isn't expected to know, of course.
When you talk about the patient and you talk about outcomes, you say that they have better outcomes when they include cancer rehabilitation in their treatment process. What are some of those outcomes? How do you gauge whether it's a better outcome with or without rehabilitation?
Well, the best and the most pertinent, I think, is just functional independence. I mean, there's that nice line where someone can live independently or not. And so that's one of the main measures, the ability to get back, to not require physical help of another person, if at all possible. Those are the outcomes that are improved with cancer rehabilitation as a component of treatment.
Sure. And again, this cancer rehabilitation program began earlier this spring here in Southern Illinois. For someone who is perhaps either going through cancer treatment themselves, or maybe they're a caretaker of someone who is going through cancer treatment, how do they either get a referral, or can they just call the office and get things started this way?
This is probably the most straightforward part. It simply requires a physician order. Family practice, primary care, they are quite capable and know how to write orders for a therapy. And so if there's a specific aspect of function that's falling behind, or just want to prevent the debility that comes with the treatment and the diagnosis, and they can be sent to any of our facilities that do therapy in SIH. We have someone trained at each one, whether it's Anna, Heron, Carbondale, and we can get that information to the people if they just call any of our sites. And so there may be one that's real close by and quite convenient for them. And that's part of our mission of serving the folks of Southern Illinois, to have that reasonably close.
Sure. You're listening to Morning Conversation on WSIU Radio, speaking about the Cancer Rehabilitation Program through Southern Illinois Healthcare and the Rehab Institute of Chicago. And Dr. Terry Glennon is the medical director there. Dr. Glennon, how do you work to change those perceptions that rehab is something that comes after a treatment for people who are just beginning this cancer journey?
Well, I think shows such as this, to get the word out, educating physicians, our PR group for SIH has done a good job of letting the physicians know that they can access this type of care. And patients are becoming more educated. So online, internet information, more and more people are talking about it. This is something that's kind of taking off right now at the major cancer centers in the country. So I actually don't think it's going to be a big problem for people to be aware. I think it's going to be a busy topic coming up.
When you talk to patients, when you deal with patients who are starting cancer rehab, or maybe they're going through the process and have been there for several weeks or even months, what are they telling you about how they're feeling because of the rehab?
Well, they're feeling kind of beat up from the diagnosis and the treatment to start with. And so then with the rehab process, I think there are a couple aspects. One is the physical conditioning that happens. Then there's also the sense of well-being that comes from the physical activity. And I think it also comes from taking command of the situation. I'm doing something about this, and I can see progress, and look, it's charted right here. Again, no one would be expected to know how to do that on their own, but with the guidance of a therapist, it can become a good reinforcer.
What does, as we've talked about before, this picture of rehab for some people is, you know, crutches and walkers and getting up with certain apparatus to be mobile again. What does a cancer rehab look like? Is it the same sorts of apparatus, or is it different?
Right. It's nothing special specific for cancer. It's the same type of apparatus, the same type of equipment to use for conditioning. But I think it's more about saying, come along here. This is okay to do. This is how we do it. If you do this, you can have these kinds of outcomes like this other patient. We're going to have a rehabilitation center in the new SIH Cancer Center that's in the planning phase. The land has been secured. Groundbreaking will be coming up in the near future. Stay tuned. And so the folks can come there and see other people with cancer. Ah, that looks like me. That looks like what I'm going through. I guess this is okay. I guess this is a good place to be, where I need to go. And it's going to be in this wonderful, I would call it a typical Southern Illinois setting of trees and natural wildlife. And it's going to be nicely centrally located west of John A. Logan College. Easy access for folks all the way from sort of Marion to Carbondale and parts even beyond. And certainly, and we've heard this from many patients, it certainly beats a 2.5-hour car ride after chemo and radiation, pulled over onto the side of the interstate because you're getting sick. This is something that our folks in this area don't need to be going through.
The Cancer Rehabilitation Program again began this spring. Dr. Terry Glennon is the medical director there. Dr. Glennon, thanks so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.